USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Will Senate Democrats support Joe Biden for re-election? Katie Lewis has the story.
An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to federal figures released Wednesday, Tesla vehicles have accounted for nearly 70% of reported crashes involving advanced driver assist systems since last June. But officials warned that the data is incomplete and isn't meant to indicate which carmaker's systems might be safest. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Bitcoin tumbled Wednesday to a new 18-month low, spurring a sharp fall in crypto markets sparked by crypto lender Celsius, who froze customer withdrawals. The world's largest cryptocurrency fell to under $21,000, its lowest since December 2020. Bitcoin has lost around 28% since Friday and more than half of its value this year. Expectations for sharper Fed rate hikes have led to mounting pressure on risky assets from cryptocurrencies to stocks. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, once under consideration as President Joe Biden's running mate, was named White House Senior Advisor for Public Engagement on Wednesday. Bottoms did not seek re-election for office last year after rising to national prominence in Atlanta, where she was hailed by progressives and derided by conservatives for her work on police brutality and protests and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As the Federal Reserve is expected to hike interest rates on Wednesday, possibly by as much as 0.75 point, mortgage demand in the United States is up. The Mortgage Bankers Association said in its weekly report that overall applications are up about 6.6% for the week, but are substantially lower compared to the same time last year. U.S. regulators are warning parents against letting their babies sleep in rockers, as they are connected to the deaths of more than a dozen infants over the past decade. The Consumer Product Safety Commission made the announcement Tuesday as it alerted parents to infant deaths associated with rocker products made by Fisher-Price and Kids 2. The regulator said that Fisher-Price's infant-to-toddler rocker and its newborn-to-toddler rocker are connected to the deaths of at least 13 babies between 2009 and 2021. Authorities in Tennessee said they are trying to find the owner of a 300-pound mystery pig spotted wandering loose and damaging property. The Carter County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that the sow has been wandering for days and no owners have yet come forward to claim the porker. The Sheriff's Office said the pig has been helping itself to plants on neighbors' properties, and the director of the animal shelter said officials are hoping an owner comes forward soon because the county does not have the proper equipment to capture or house the pig. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.